Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
So today, it's got to be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day.
Good day! Good day! Good day!
Well, I'll wake you up and get you rolling.
Good day! Hello! Seven after the hour. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Kara Schillen and Rich McFadden, working our way back to you,
Babe E.
Okay, so let's go to the state of New Jersey, state of confusion. If you walk around New Jersey with your nose buried in your smartphone, you could end up in jail.
Or getting whacked.
There's a new bill that the New Jersey legislature is working on this week that would outlaw texting while walking. If it passes, the penalty would be a $50 fine and 15 jails. Wait a minute. 15 jails in the slammer. 15 days in the slammer.
Now, come on.
Yep. This is a risk to others on the road,
true,
says Assemblywoman Pamela Lampitt,
true,
who sponsored the bill.
But
the issue is personal.
Burden of proof.
She is an employee at the University of Pennsylvania, told the newspaper, the local newspaper in Mahwah, New Jersey, that she knew a student who was struck and killed by a bus while walking across the street looking at his phone.
So what are you going to do, write that guy a ticket?
You know.
He's dead.
It's sad, but this shows you the length and width, and the suggestion I've made over the years has been that we've lost ourselves to these things. We become zombies. We are so connected to these damn things. You walk, you talk, everything is wrapped around this little device that Apple
and she's right.
All
it's
these
dangerous.
Others. It is dangerous.
How are you going to legislate?
Well, they already have a bill. They have what they call.
How are you going to prove I wasn't looking at my feet?
Distracted driving ban.
How are you going to prove I wasn't working at the curb?
If you're driving and texting in New Jersey, $400 fine. Studies finding that texting can turn a simple stroll or a simple go down to the store to get something into a perilous circumstances. Accidents related to distracted walking have jumped 35% in the last 5 years because of the use of these phones for texting and all of that other stuff. What are you telling people that you didn't tell them before? What is there? This drives me nuts. Getting off the plane yesterday afternoon, we landed back in Boston. I'm listening to this guy behind me who couldn't wait to get on his phone to tell his driver to make sure to be there. And I remember I told you to meet me right outside door 4. And then after he hangs up, he texts somebody else what he was doing.
It happens on every plane. As soon as a plane hits the ground, boom, ding, 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 ding. Sounds like a pinball machine.
It does. I wasn't thinking about it that way, but it kind of does, doesn't it? It just seems, it's silly.
I can't stand the people that pick up their phone and start to have a conversation.
About nothing.
Right. You know that moment when you're all standing up to get your luggage out of the overhead, and then there's that one person who gets on their phone and starts to have like an actual conversation at full volume.
Right. Right, so everybody can hear.
Right, like I really care about.
Exactly, who cares?
What you're doing for dinner tonight.
All right, Richie, you will care about this. A Florida-based restaurant and bar chain seeking applicants this week for an internship with unusual duties. We've posted this story from today's show at DougSteffen.com. You will be traveling the world this summer and drinking beer.
Oh.
The World of Beer is a Tampa-based restaurant chain announced it's looking for 3 drink it interns.
There's one right here, the World of Beer.
To visit breweries and beer festivals around the world to sample food and craft beers this summer.
How many applicants do you think you'll get for that?
They'll be paid $12,000.
Like the lottery.
Plus they get food, lodging, travel expenses. They have to write about their adventure for the company's website over the course of the summer.
It sounds
like this is a no-brainer.
I quit.
Hello. Let's see here. Whether you're a photographer, a writer, social media maverick, beer blogger, we're looking for you. Adventure seekers, storytellers, beer experts, novices, brewery nerds, Foodle fans. What the hell is a Foodle fan? I guess
foodie.
Oh, I'm fan. Looking at it. It looks like an L, but it's an I. A Foodle.
those are poodles who like food.
Oh, my God. Is that funny? A Foodle fan.
A Foodle fan.
All right. So we were talking about NASA looking for something important for you to send into outer space. They're soliciting people and their artwork so that they can put it on this starship that's going to go up to the asteroid in September and leave it on the asteroid, I guess, or just make the round trip maybe. I'm not sure. And then we come back around to the news. I'm thinking about all things missile related. You got to have a missile to get the... This is huge, by the way. They're going to... In order to get this thing to go to the asteroid, those of you who don't know the story, had this fellow who's the pilot on last week who told us how they're going to do this. Launching from Cape Kennedy, from NASA, from the Space Center in Florida, they're going to send this thing... What did he tell us? About the size of a car, right? Smaller than a car?
It's bigger than
a refrigerator. But,
right.
Yeah. So they're going to send that off... going out to an asteroid, taking almost 2 years to get there. The asteroid they've never seen. Don't know what it looks like, but they know where it is. The shadows have been caught by various devices.
Because it's hidden behind other bigger things.
Right. Yeah, whatever. The moon around Mars, they don't have direct line of sight. No. So they're going to send this thing up to try to scoop some dirt off of it and find out if the origins of the universe are... indicated by what they find on this thing. So anyway, they're looking for people to send memorabilia up in it. It's kind of like Flat Stanley going around the world with all the people that has happened with Flat Stanley or any of these other things. Remember the bear that I took around? Remember the bear, yeah. Jay Honeycutt? There's a woman named Penny. I'm trying to remember her last name. 20 years ago when I first got involved in this, she had a bear. She was bringing a bear. And she had her students, and I went to her classroom in Minnesota, and they wanted to send a bear up, and she asked me if I would help. Penny, I wish I could remember her last name. I know she died of brain cancer a few years after that, but she was a wonderful teacher. So they had this bear, and she said, can't you get... I went to... did a program from Jay Honeycutt and one of the astronauts, and I did a program from her classroom one morning, and so she said, can't we get this bear into outer space? So she gave it to me, and I gave it to Jay, and he gave it to an astronaut, and the darn thing didn't, you know, it went up in a shuttle.
That's
and
awesome. Came,
and the kids were, my God, could you imagine the excitement these kids had for this event?
Do you, are you in possession of anything that has been in space?
Yes.
What?
I have a little sort of, it's a picture of one of the astronauts that went up and was came back down, and they gave it to me, signed it.
Oh, cool.
Kind of stuff. Yeah, right. Okay, so here's the latest from another. I was making reference to this little, our little boy puppet in North Korea who's threatening to blow up the world with his missiles. So who would have thought that somebody in America had their own missile silo? But turns out a couple in Maine are selling their 15,000 square foot missile silo to anybody who wants a home that will last until the end of the world. 5-foot-thick concrete ceiling. The silo will last any doomsday, anything that anybody can, unless it's a direct hit. And who's going to want to blow up a missile silo in Maine? It's located on an ex-Air Force base, stored anti-aircraft missiles there. Dave and Sue Prentiss own it. They bought the silo and the base in 1985 from the federal government.
That's awesome.
They turned the silo into a home. It's priced at $300,000 to $400,000. Needs a bit of fixing up. Actually, there are a lot of people who are buying these things because of fear, you know, about this little worm in North Korea or wherever else.
Kim Jong Ding Dong can't reach Maine.
Crazy. Nobody can start something and people start throwing these missiles around and yada yada. So
can't even reach Hawaii or Alaska.
I think they can reach Hawaii. I'm not sure about Alaska. Alaska's closer though, isn't it? To North Korea than Hawaii? Mm-hmm. I think it is. Okay, so there it is.
That's a cool house. I'd like to buy it. It needs paint job.
Yeah, you see pictures of it? Yeah,
it needs paint job.
Yeah. a paint job. You have to use special paint, too, on concrete. Can't just use any old... Can't go to Home Depot and buy the paint for the concrete there. I found that out the hard way. 16 past the hour. This is Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Fame swingman always gave the fans a show above the rim. He averaged more than 20 points during a spectacular 15-year pro career and was named one of the top 50 in NBA history. So, where is Clyde Drexler now? Well, Clyde hoped to bring back Phi Slammajamma as the University of Houston's head coach, but he lasted only two seasons. Today, Clyde continues to manage the real estate investments made during his playing days in Houston. And his Drexler Foundation promotes literacy to elementary school students.
Stay in school. It's your best move.
Looks like the Glide still has smooth moves off the court. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now. 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Kiss the dirt.
Oh, shoot. Then they dumped it. You know, somebody says, you never dumped a bike, I'm going to call you a liar.
Yeah. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
Somebody says, you never dumped a bike, I'm going to call you a liar.
You mean?
Well, how many times? Which one? When I hit the back of a VW, okay, that was one. I went over the handlebars. The other one, I went off into the field. That was another one. The one with the lady, that's when the turned his brake lights on.
He's lit right under my truck.
Yeah, and then I went underneath her truck. Yeah, yeah.
It was in the driveway.
How did you slide under the truck?
Do on the grass.
Didn't even bother the bike.
Didn't hurt the bike at all.
Or the truck.
I just went underneath the front fender, and that's where I was at.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green. Harris with you. You might remember we told you about Japan's plan to fire laser beams from space back to Earth as an alternative energy source. These beams would be generated by huge solar cells bouncing nearby sunlight into a generating system the size of a mid-sized nuclear power plant. The laser beams will contain radioactivity by their very nature, so the Japanese Space Agency has renamed them from laser beams to solar streams. Which you don't know, can't hurt you, right? Well, we saw this done with magnetic resonance imaging, or early MRIs, in hospitals. They were first known as nuclear magnetic resonance because of the atomic core embedded in the magnetic field, but patients got skittish with nuclear magnetic resonance, so hospital marketers came up with magnetic resonance imaging instead. So now we go from space lasers to solar streams.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
It's 19 past the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Something in modern life is undermining mental health.
What's that?
This is from a professor of psychology at San Diego State. Her name is Jean Twenge. Specifically, she said something undermining young people's mental health, especially young girls. She's published a paper that will come out today in San Diego. She looks at four studies covering 7 million people, ranging in age from teenagers to older adults. Among the findings, high school students are twice as likely to see a professional for mental health issues than those in the 1980s. So now more teens are coming around, more teens are struggling compared to earlier. I'm looking at this and I'm thinking it's only because people are talking about it.
Yeah.
I remember a lot of people needed help when I was
more in people are being diagnosed with it.
Yeah, right. Because we're more focused on it.
Right.
I think that's what's happening. All right, check the story out, DougSteffen.com.